A private spacecraft has successfully touched down on the moon, marking the first U.S. lunar landing in more than 50 years. The American Space Agency, NASA, confirmed the Odysseus moon lander, built by Texas company Intuitive Machines, had landed on the moon's surface Thursday. Flight controllers said earlier that difficulties with the lander's navigation equipment had forced them to activate an experimental landing system at the last minute. Officials from Intuitive Machines also reported communication problems, but said a signal was received from the lander after a delay. "What we can confirm, without a doubt, is our equipment is on the surface of the moon," said Intuitive Machines Project Director Tim Crane. He was speaking to flight controllers at the company's operations center in Houston, Texas. The company's chief, Steve Altemus, added, "I know this was a nail-biter, but we are on the surface, and we are transmitting. Welcome to the moon." In a message published Thursday night on X, Intuitive Machines said flight controllers had confirmed Odysseus is upright and starting to send data. The spacecraft targeted a landing spot about 300 kilometers from the moon's south pole. The area is mostly flat, but also includes large rocks, hills, and craters. Officials from Intuitive Machines were not immediately able to provide details about whether Odysseus had reached its target landing area. Another U.S. company, Astrobotic Technology, attempted a lunar landing last month. But that privately built lander, called Peregrine, developed a fuel leak shortly after launch and did not make it to the moon. Officials from Astrobotic were quick to send congratulations to the Odysseus mission team. "An incredible achievement. We can't wait to join you on the lunar surface in the near future," the company wrote on X. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson also reacted on Twitter, writing that Intuitive Machines had aced the landing of a lifetime. The last time the United States landed on the moon was in 1972, with NASA's Apollo 17 mission. So far, five nations have successfully landed spacecraft on the moon: the United States, China, the Soviet Union, Japan, and India. Japan's landing came just last month. In addition to being the first U.S. lunar landing since 1972, the Odysseus mission marked the first time a privately built spacecraft has touched down on the moon. Odysseus is carrying scientific instruments and technology demonstrations for NASA and several private organizations. Experiments are to include observations of space weather activity and radio waves. The spacecraft is designed to operate for 7 days on solar energy before the sun sets over the landing area. NASA has said data from the lunar lander's mission will be used to help prepare for the agency's future Artemis space program. That program aims to return astronauts to the moon. NASA recently announced that its planned mission to land humans on the moon, called Artemis 3, was set for September 2026. I'm Brian Lynn.